An Adelaide homeless centre is seeking urgent government assistance to help it cope with an influx of Aboriginal people from the Northern Territory. It's been more than a week since a group from the remote community of Yuendamoo started camping out in the city's parklands. The families say they're not safe back home and they don't know when they'll return. We begin at the campsite where Jason Om met up with one of the Walbury elders.
The Yuendamoo families are caught in a vicious cycle of grief, violence and revenge. They've travelled all the way to Adelaide for a second time to get away from the attacks in their community. Cecily Granitz is staying with relatives in the city's northern suburbs, but others in her clan have chosen the park. As we walk towards some shady trees, a police van arrives. It stirs up dust as it rolls through the park and stops nearby.
So the police, there's a police van.
The police come.
So what did the police do? Are they just watching?
I'm not really sure. They're watching, you know, keeping an eye on maybe these people.
We arrive at a stooping gum tree where a small group is passing the time.
Wherever you might be.
At the heart of this complex tale is the stabbing murder of a young man, Kumanjay Watson. His death last year led to a riot in Yuendamoo and the first exodus to Adelaide. The families in the parklands are related to the three young men charged with the murder, and that's why they've been attacked. Cecily Granitz is the auntie of two of the accused.
For me, sometimes I get worried for those young fellas because there are so many other family members also in that prison. Some of my families have been threatened by just with words in prison.
She thinks the best time to return to Yuendamoo is when the court case is over, but that's a process that could take months.
We have to talk about, you know, we have to plan when is the best time to go back and, you know, go back home. Maybe some of them will probably stay back here in Adelaide.
Are people afraid to go back?
No, we're not afraid to go back home because that's our home too.
But how will you address the violence?
We have to go and get the other family members, the elders I'm talking about.
How can you make peace?
Only peace we can make is we can get both sides of the families together and start talking about how to make peace.
Mediation is something the Northern Territory government is encouraging. It's urging the families to return to continue talks. South Australian agencies are meeting again today to assess the families' needs. But so far, the government says the families haven't asked for help.
Well, Ian Cox is the chief executive of the Hutt Street Homeless Centre, where the families have been going for food and showers. He says the number of lunchtime meals it serves has jumped from 75 to 130 a day. There's also pressure on the volunteers and the GPs and nurses who've been providing medical help. Ian Cox spoke to Jason Om.
We're obviously having a group of the Yuendamoo community of in the parklands at the moment, so there's an extra, you know, 30 to 50 at various times. So, yeah, that adds stress and pressure to the organisation. More meals, more showers, more lockers and laundries being utilised, and I guess that adds pressure in terms of the social work services and our aged care services and really the administration in general. So a lot more phone calls happening at the moment, so a lot more meetings about how we're going to move this forward as well.
What's your understanding of how many more people are coming down?
I mean, anecdotally, a few of the people have said that we're probably looking at 4 carloads coming down as well, so we're not sure whether that will mean, you know, 8 to 10 or 15 to 20 people, but that'll put an extra strain again on resources in the city.
So what needs to be done in this case? Can this go on?
Oh, look, I'm not sure if it's sustainable for the long term. As I said, we'll continue providing our services to people, and we'll always do that for people in need as well. I guess from our perspective, I think I've said this before as well, that we really need the SA government and NT government to really work through this. It's the only way that we're going to, you know, achieve a long-term, strategy as well. We can come up with those, you know, immediate crisis options and provide services for people when they present, but you know, I guess we just need to see, you know, what sort of strategy have we got to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Ian Cox from the Hutt Street Homeless Centre speaking to Jason Om.